It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
What up, Money for Lunch? What be happening? Let's see. Here we are. All right. Good stuff. Good stuff. Let's see. Trying to adjust the mic here. Can you hear me now better? Testing 1, 2, 3. A little bit better? All right. Anyway, good to have you here. We're going to, we have a new sponsor, the Bitcoin Conference coming up next year. And being smart marketers as they are, they're promoting it way in advance. Check it out.
The Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Blockchain Superconference is coming to Dallas, Texas, February 16, 17, and 18 in 2018. If you know of a better way to get the latest insider knowledge about crypto, to hear directly from the top minds in this field, to interact personally with 800 fellow crypto lovers, hodlers, investors, miners, traders, developers, and founders, then I'd like to hear about it. If you don't, then you don't want to miss out. Register today for the Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Blockchain Superconference. Go to BitcoinSuperconference.com and register today as a super early bird to get the lowest rates on tickets and hotel rooms. That's BitcoinSuperconference.com.
All right, BitcoinSuperconference.com. Anyway, it seems like we're having a little bit of a delay with our technology. I don't know what's happening. Anyway, give me your thoughts. What do you think about Bitcoin and all that cryptocurrency? I know some people who are just loving it, saying they're making all sorts of money at it. And I have yet to dive into it. But I'm very intrigued by it. And I will be going to the conference, absolutely. I think it's, super interesting, this cryptocurrency. I just find it very fascinating how it started, why it started. This thing called blockchain is very interesting to me. This, this whole idea of cryptocurrencies or blockchain technology, I find it interesting. I think there's going to be some other uses for it. One of the uses is these things called smart contracts, where a contract, once a contract expires, then your accessibility goes you lose accessibility is really what I meant to say. Just an idea, right? And so the example with the smart contract is this. So if you are one of those individuals who's, let's say, using Airbnb, the smart contract would expire, let's say, at the time of that the rental expires. So their keyless entry would no longer work after a certain time. Does that make sense? Anyway, just a thought. Just very interesting. All the different things that that you can do with it. And I want to do a shout out to our veterans, our brave men and women who put their life on the line, who have to, who really risk it all, right? They miss holidays, anniversaries, birthdays. They miss a lot of time with their family. And it's just, sometimes we forget about them. And so Francis Jackson is an attorney who helps our veterans, right? They help veterans who maybe have not gotten their disability. And, so if you know of a veteran who needs disability, who maybe has been denied their benefits, Francis Jackson, attorney at law, can help them. Let's check out what he has to say.
It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Guys, we are back. Good stuff there from our good friends at GEICO. Hey, Francis Jackson here on Money for Lunch. As you guys know, Francis Jackson is one of our regular contributors, and he's also one of these unsung heroes. I say it like that, and I know he probably doesn't appreciate it as much as I do. He probably says, oh, geez, you know, because he's kind of that guy. But he's an attorney who specializes in disability law for those veterans seeking disability benefits, also for regular folks who are just needing help with their Social Security disability benefits. He's a founding partner of Jackson McNichol. He has been featured all over the media, CBS, ABC, Fox News. He's a best-selling author. He is, he's been on the Ben Glass Show, the Consumer Advocate Show, discussing benefits for veterans. Francis Jackson, welcome back to Money for Lunch.
Always a pleasure, Bert. Thanks. I appreciate the chance to be here.
Oh, you bet. You bet. All right, so I want to jump into this because, you know, you've been on the show for a while now, and in the past we've talked about special benefit provisions for veterans from World War II and from the Vietnam era. And there are there any special provisions for veterans of Iraq or Afghanistan?
There are, Bert. There are actually a couple.
Okay. So let's talk about it, because I understand that there is a thing called TSGLI. What is this?
That's a very interesting provision, Bert. It's the initials stand for Traumatic Service Members Group Life Insurance, TSGLI. And that's a special benefit that Congress enacted for people who were injured in the military between October 7th, 2001 and November 30th of 2005. Now, don't ask me why they picked those exact dates, but those are the dates. And what it does is, if you were in the military and you were injured between those dates, there is a schedule of benefits, sort of like some workers' compensation programs in some states where they have a particular injury translates to this amount of dollars. This program awards a certain fixed amount of benefits depending on the nature and severity of the injury. So, for example, if you lost eyesight in both eyes, you get a certain amount. If you lost a foot, you get a certain amount. So it's a schedule-based disability compensation for people who were injured between those dates. And it also allows an ongoing insurance benefit for people who qualify for that particular time span if they were injured during that period in the military. It's a unique program. It's not available to any other group of veterans, but it's just limited to that narrow band.
Yeah, you know what? The minute you told me about those weird dates, I'm thinking that was going to be my follow-up question. You know, where did they get that dates from? And obviously they have some data there that makes those dates valid for them for whatever reason. Anyway, let's go on. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think that actually corresponds to a period of fairly significant injuries in Afghanistan. But, they don't publicize the underlying reasoning, so it's not – I don't know for sure.
Sure. All right, so let's talk about this thing called the PDBR review. That's Peter Dog Bravo Richard review.
Yeah, now that's another interesting program, again, limited to Iraq and Afghanistan. That one is handled by the Department of Defense. It's actually administered by the Air Force, although it covers all the services. And the initials there stand for Physical Disability Review Board. And what that program is, it's another time-limited one. This one runs from September 11th of 2001 and goes up through December 31st of 2009. And it applies to anyone who left the military based on a disability at that time. And if they were rated when they left the military at 20% or less, and we're not talking about a VA rating now, we're talking about military retirement pay rating based on disability, the agency will, on request, go back and review that rating to see if the person should be entitled to a higher level of rating than they got, so that it may result in a greater benefit in terms of medical disability retirement pay from the service. It's not clear to me exactly why they picked the Air Force to administer the program, but it's applicable to all branches of the service. It's part of the Dignified Treatment of Wounded Warriors Act that Congress passed in 2008, and it's again one of those where it's difficult to understand exactly why they time limited it as they did, but as I said, it's September 11th, 2001 to 12/31 of 2009, and it may potentially entitle people to greater military retirement pay based on disability retirement. It does require an offset if you were already getting military retired pay. You can't double dip. But interestingly, it doesn't generally offset VA benefits if you're getting those for disability compensation, although if your injury is not related to combat, there will be an offset for the VA. But if you were combat injured during that period, you can get the military retirement pay and the VA compensation without any offset.
Gotcha. Let me ask you this. You know, how complicated is this stuff? Because it seems to me that, like a lot of the stuff that our government does, this is very complicated. I mean, they have great intentions, but some of this stuff, Francis, seems like you'd have to be a rocket scientist to figure out. Am I right?
I'm not sure that rocket science would help you with this, but you do have to be smart. It's sort of interesting the way they've done it, Bert. These are sort of, as I mentioned, different programs. So you may need different kinds of help, but for example, the PDRB reviews, those ultimately can go to the Court of Claims, the United States Court of Claims. And so if you put in for a PDBR review and you're not happy with the results, you think you should have gotten a better result or a higher result or a different result, you can have that reviewed in court. And so it may be to your advantage if you're not happy with the PDBR result to get the assistance of an attorney to help you with that, as you and I have talked about with other VA disability or disability for veterans. It is often at the appeal levels that assistance is really both available and useful. And I think that applies in these programs as well. If, there's no real downside to making your own application and kind of seeing how it comes out. But if you're not happy with the result, it's time to get specialized help.
Gotcha, gotcha. Let me ask you this, because we're almost out of time here. How are these programs different than the ordinary veterans' disability benefits from the VA?
Well, they're in addition, if you will, to the ordinary veterans' benefits. Anyone who is eligible for a TSGLI benefit will also be eligible for ordinary service-connected veterans' compensation. And same with someone who is military retired based on a medical, they would ordinarily be also eligible for veterans benefits for the same reasons. These are additional benefits that Congress has decided that these folks are entitled to.
Gotcha. Francis Jackson, we're out of time. I find this stuff to be so amazing, and I appreciate the work that you guys do there at Jackson McNichol. Guys, if you are in need of help with your disability claim, or maybe you know somebody, maybe somebody in your church group or your synagogue group or whatever, maybe somebody from school, if you know a veteran, reach out to them. Let them know that there is help, that they don't have to sit in silence or try to figure some of this out. As you can tell, it is or can become very complicated. And Francis Jackson and his team help these veterans out. Doesn't matter where they're located at, he can step in, he can give them some information. And Francis Jackson, thank you so much for stopping by and sharing.
Bert, always a pleasure. Thanks again for letting me have a chance to chat with you about it.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch, and check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.